Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, ultra-mega, Christian nationalist, crusader patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah! That's right, patriots. Awesome. We've got a Christian Crusader Patriot Award.
Yes, we do.
A Medal of Honor going out to awesome candidate this week. You guys remember yesterday we talked about in the state of Ohio, in the Capitol, they put up this satanic shrine.
Of Baphomet.
Right. And so this came from the post-millennial... A satanic idol at Iowa. Did I say Ohio? Iowa. If I said Ohio, it's Iowa state capitol, beheaded by Christian veteran. It's awesome. He said, "I saw this blasphemous statue and was outraged." His name is Cassidy. "My conscience is held captive to the word of God, not to bureaucratic decree, and so I acted."
I'm sorry, but that's glorious.
That is just awesome right there.
They have been having at all of our historical statues for the past several years now, and nobody does anything about it. These phenomenal statues that are in state capitals and in the heart of some of these historical locations throughout America.
Yes.
They've destroyed them. And then they have the gall to set up some satanic statue. I'm so glad that guy did that.
Right.
According
to the Sentinel, Michael Cassidy, Patriot Crusader award winner, pushed over and decapitated the statue of Baphomet, which was placed in the building by members of the Satanic Temple of Iowa after receiving permission. Who gave him permission? Anyway, and discarded the head of the statue into the trash.
Hooray for him.
Man, that's an American hero.
Three cheers for that guy.
Hurrah! Hooray, huzzah! Hooray. Huzzah! Yep.
Well, okay, and so what's interesting is, this Christian Crusader thing is really taking off in the United States.
It's so timely.
Ever since October 7th happened, right? Because that is our heritage, and especially with Teddy Roosevelt that went after and stopped all of the Muslims. We have a history of thwarting what they do and stopping them, right? Well, and so that the Christian Crusader is kind of just like symbolic of that.
Yeah.
The Christians defeating Muslims. And so
right back to the beginning of America with Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, did I say Roosevelt? Oh, I meant Jefferson, because I'm thinking of the Barbary Wars.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was Thomas Jefferson. I was thinking, man, Teddy Roosevelt too. That's awesome.
that it just happens sometimes.
Yeah, it just spits right out.
But so anyway, what's interesting about this is one of the people on our channel that does a great job, I might add, he posted an Amazon link for a Crusader helmet. And so when I went on to Amazon to look at the price and everything, it turns out that and the Crusader costume has sold over 100 of these. Over 100 of these have sold within the last month on Amazon.com.
Wow.
And so I thought
need to get one for the studio.
I think it's interesting that Americans are all over this. They're buying helmets, they're buying the shields, the outfit, and the sword and everything.
We're at the point now where that's going to be the only option if we want to continue to exist.
Well, right.
Really, it's seriously. That's the only thing that saved Europe. There was the first Crusades when they were pushing so far into Europe. They were so hostile and so violent, and that's what stopped them. Plus, you know, protected the pilgrims that were, you know, making their pilgrimages to Jerusalem. They kept getting attacked by Muslims, robbed and raped and murdered.
That's right.
So, yeah, I was just, you know, hey, there's nothing new under the sun, right? History repeats itself. And if you want to live, you're going to have to fight for it.
Yep, we are. And like it's all looking, you know, with this 12 million people invading our nation so far in the past, nearly 3 years now.
Oh, wait, way more than that.
Well, they're trying to say it's only 6 million or only 7 million, but Trump has said it's way more than 12 million at this point.
Right.
And especially when we're getting days when 12 to 15,000 are crossing each day now.
Right.
I mean, so
25 to 40,000 just Chinese military age males.
Right.
You know, and plus they say that doesn't count the gotaways.
Yeah.
Well, you know, most of these people don't get caught.
And Trump Trump even said himself, he said to Xi, you know, like kind of flippantly, are you building an army in our nation right now with these 60,000 CCP army?
Well, they're behind, there's evidence connecting the Chinese Communist Party to the fentanyl crisis,
right.
providing all the material support for producing fentanyl south of the border, smuggling it in, and they're finding enough fentanyl to, I mean, kill. They just found another batch that was enough to kill like 27 million people.
Wow.
27 million people. That's one bust. This elementary school, according to One American News, elementary students require medical attention after ingesting fentanyl-laced gummies.
Uh-oh.
These are elementary students.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so, you know, we just saw this study. Enough. How much does it take? How much fentanyl does it take to kill a person? They said enough fentanyl to fill the zero on a penny.
Oh, my gosh.
Is enough to kill a person.
Oh, my gosh.
To fill in that little tiny zero on, you know, the on the date on a penny.
Wow.
That's it. And so they're coming.
That's
in,
like more. That's more potent than like arsenic or
anything.
Or cyanide of it.
It's crazy. So
wow,
it's a very real threat, and it's happening because of Brandon leaving our border wide open intentionally.
Yep.
And the Chinese Communist Party behind that. Well, we're in trouble. But
right.
Anyway, let's back up a little bit here on this Fired Up Friday because we're fired up about these things. We're going to get to the word of the day.
Yes.
And we also are going to bring to you today's holiday Christmas joke of
that's
the day.
Right. Yeah, that's
so we
right.
don't forget that.
We're not going to forget it today.
Yeah. All right. Well, so what do we got for the word of the day?
Okay. So the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 13, which reads under the title, Be Strong in Grace. You, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is the faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself, and that's it.
Mm.
Well, and interesting too, the Bible notes here say that Paul illustrates the strenuous duties of a Christian minister with the metaphors of a soldier, an athlete, and a farmer. And he, if anybody, deserves it because of all of the beatings he took.
Oh my goodness,
All of the terrible stuff that he endured.
Shipwrecks and arrests and attempted murders.
Bitten by snakes and good grief. Stoned. I mean, right. Gosh, he took the brunt of every single possible thing they could think of, and then he got his head cut off.
Right.
Right? And so, you know, then the notes say, rather than entangling himself in civilian matters, the soldier must dedicate himself wholeheartedly to the business of soldiery. In like manner, the warfare of the kingdom demands one's full attention.
Hmm.
An athlete must play by the rules, otherwise he will forfeit the prize. Rewards for Christian service depend on faithfulness. And then the hardworking farmer must first plow the ground before he reaps a crop. But if he does, he receives the reward of a bountiful harvest. The hardworking laborer in God's field will receive an appropriate reward.
That's right.
And so Paul also expounds the principle that suffering is the condition of blessing, enforcing it with the experience of Jesus Christ himself and every believer. And so that's a great scripture, because basically it says, no matter what you face, stick it out.
Yes.
Stick it out. Don't ever quit. Don't ever quit.
Yep.
'Cause if you suffer with him, you will reign with him.
Absolutely. And he mentioned that too. I mean, well, that's the whole point of this, you know, word of the day, the scripture for today. And at some point, maybe further on in this, he lists all of the things that he went through. All the things that he endured, how many times he was shipwrecked, how many times he was arrested,
right.
How many times he was stoned, beaten to death, you know, I mean, faced the elements. I mean, all of that was for the glory of God.
Yep.
And it's just a very cool thing.
It is. And so, the thing is that, boy, if you're a soft Christian where you're never challenged, you're never made uncomfortable about
right.
being a Christian, boy, you might want to start thinking of some things that, or ask the Lord if he has something for you to do that you know might actually test your faith a little better, you know, because if you are basically, you know, here's the metaphor. If you're alone on a mountaintop, how do you know what you're made of? You know, and how can you test your faith if you never step out and exercise it?
Well, you better be careful what you ask for, because if you ask the Lord to test your faith.
No kidding.
Oh my goodness.
That's a scary statement right there.
Are you really ready for this?
Well, and see, that's exactly what happened when I told the Lord. I was reading Ezekiel, or no, Isaiah, where the Lord was calling on somebody to stand, you know, on his behalf. In the gap on behalf of the land, and they found nobody, but Isaiah said, me Lord, I'll do it. Well, I read that, and when I read that, I was like, you know, God, if you ever need anybody to stand for you, I will stand for you fearlessly.
Yes.
And so that was in 2005, and it was shortly thereafter that, oh boy, did everything change.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you put yourself out there for the Lord, inviting him to test you or to put you to the test or see what I'm made of is if you have a healthy fear of the Lord, that would scare the normal person.
Well,
sure.
You know, and that's the thing, too. I don't know that I would even say that. You know, I was saying if you need somebody, you can call on me and I surely will come, you know, but and I won't give up and I won't quit and I won't be afraid. But I didn't say do your worst. You
right.
know what I mean? I would that would not, in my opinion, that probably would not be a good idea.
Right. Oh boy. Well, that is that's an encouraging one too. We need to be reminded of that, especially now as we're seeing increasing persecution against Christians.
Absolutely.
And of course, in America, we haven't seen anything yet. I mean, you know, occasionally somebody, you know, gets their business sued or something.
Right.
But you're not being hunted down and you know, executed yet. And but the people are facing that on a regular basis around the world for their faith. And, you know, when that comes, stay true to the faith. Stay close to Him.
Yep.
And remember.
And just remember that if you suffer for Him, you will reign with Him.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Well, good one. And that scripture one more time.
That was 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 13.
Okay. Got it. All right. Good one. All right. So now what do we, what do we have?
We have the Christmas joke.
Yes.
You
know. Christmas holiday joke of the day.
That's so, right. That's right. Okay. And so this one is really short and sweet. It is, what do you call a Christmas wreath made out of $100 bills?
I know this one, I'll play along. I don't know. What?
Aretha Franklin's.
Yes. Aretha Franklin's. Good one.
Wah, wah, wah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And stick around, Patriots. We'll be back right after this.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, "When certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind."
Welcome back, Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the Free Zones. And it is just, it's just a wonderful day. And
yes,
good
it is.
Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, and good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know that Disclosed TV was doing this segment where they're describing that now scientists say breathing is bad for the environment. The gases we exhale contribute to 0.1% of the UK's greenhouse gas emissions. And so you know, if humans breathing is now considered bad for the environment, well, I think those scientists should be the first to stop breathing.
I think all of the people funding them with their grants should be the first people to stop breathing.
That's right. That's
absolutely right. Which is probably your World Economic Forum and, you know, Bill Gates and Soros and company, all of the rest of them.
Right. And before we can even let this topic rest, I have got to point out that in my first book, I documented Dr. Jacqueline Kaysen. She did her doctorate thesis on the topic of whether the world was overpopulated or not.
Right.
And what she discovered was that if you took every single last person on the whole entire planet, they would all fit into the state of Texas, and each person, man, woman, and child, would have 1,200 foot of living space.
Wow.
And so if you did nothing but filled Texas with 1,200 square foot homes,
yeah,
one for each person, the entire population would fit into the state of Texas. We are so not overpopulated.
That's right. That's right. And we have the capability of producing the food necessary for all of them. The yep. Lord gave us an abundance of energy that would outlast humanity. That there's this whole thing's a scam.
Yep.
From the pandemic, anything about control, from the climate to all of the other, everything else that they try to do. And, you know, on this, the same type of mindset, the same warped, bent brains, I know you saw this from Inside Paper, the Boston mayor, Michelle Wu, China, is all smiles as she joins other city leaders for a no whites holiday party and defends the decision to bar a representative based on skin color from taxpayer funded reception, the Daily Mail reports.
Well,
no whites holiday.
Well,
party.
That is very, very interesting. And so if any of us dared to say, well, let's hold a party where it's just white people or no Oriental people or no Muslims or no any. If we excluded any single group, you would just be torn to shreds.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And their biggest word they've been using in the past 5-10 years is racist. You're a racist.
Oh, yes.
You're racist this. It's so much that nobody even pays attention when somebody calls somebody a white supremacist or a racist anymore, because everybody's dog has now been named a racist as well.
Boy, have we come a long way since the Boston Tea Party to have a female mayor of Boston named Michelle Wu.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is holding a whites, no whites allowed holiday party.
That is insane.
Yeah. Their heads would explode if you had a whites only. Of course, they already think Christmas is just a white holiday anyway.
ACLU, believe it or not, would actually take that to court. As little as I support ACLU, even they would not allow that.
No, no doubt. Absolutely no doubt. All right, well, we've got a couple clips here. Hopefully we'll be able to get to both of them. And there's some updates going on here. So you want to talk about that?
That's right. What we've got here is the first clip with the updates about what's going on with President Trump and his attorney saying, hey, he's filing the presidential immunity clause here. And so listen to what he has to say.
This broke just moments ago. A judge has put former President Trump's election interference case on hold while he appeals a ruling on his claim that because he was president at the time, he has immunity from prosecution on this. Shannon Bream's here on the breaking news, but first we're going to go to David Spunt at Justice, reporting from Capitol Hill right now. Hi, David.
Yeah, hi, Martha. This is a big deal because Judge Tanya Chutkan, the judge assigned to this case that expected to see this entire trial through with Donald Trump, right now has essentially said, I don't have jurisdiction anymore because this case likely is going to become come before the U.S. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has much more authority than a federal district judge in Washington, D.C. So with an order, Judge Chutkan just announced that she's putting this on hold right now. That means she's not going to accept new evidence or new writings or anything else on the public docket. Everything freezes in this case. And Martha, it's significant because it could push back the March 4th trial date. That's one day before Super Tuesday, when you look at the court calendar versus the campaign calendar. Donald Trump's team wants this to be pushed back until after the election. Special counsel Jack Smith's team actually went directly to the Supreme Court earlier this week and asked them to decide whether or not Donald Trump should be protected by presidential immunity. So while this is going to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court is giving Trump's team until next Wednesday to give some sort of response, Judge Chutkan has now said, listen, the Supreme Court is in charge. I'm going to hold off here. But ultimately, if the Supreme Court does not rule in the former president's favor, it may come right back to Judge Chutkan and we start the process all over again. But this is definitely a delay, Martha.
Okay. Interesting.
Wow, that is very significant.
It's significant, especially since what's been happening to him is being done under somebody that's behaving like a dictator.
Yes.
I think they should call it dictatorship immunity. You know, I mean, the guy's not even, Biden is not even following any of the laws.
Oh, I know.
In order to be doing this. How does Trump even have to defend himself against somebody that's doing something illegal to him?
This is, well, the world's gone mad. That's the only explanation for it. And it's not going to get better as long as this current regime is in there.
That's right.
So now, what's the other one you've got?
Now, we've got another clip here from James Comer, kind of wrapping up what is going on with Hunter Biden. And listen to what he has to say.
Chairman Jordan and I have been very clear. We issued a lawful subpoena to the president's son. This has been a 10-month investigation, a credible, transparent investigation that has produced a lot of troubling evidence. We have lots of questions. Hopefully you all have had an opportunity to go in the committee room and see the boxes of documents that we've accumulated, tens of thousands of pages of documents. We have lots of specific questions. This is an investigation about public corruption at the highest levels of our government. The American people expect Congress to investigate this, because I think one thing that Chairman Jordan's proven is the FBI, the DOJ, and the IRS, as we've heard from the whistleblowers, have all dropped the ball. So the House Oversight and House Judiciary Committee are conducting this credible investigation that an overwhelming majority of Americans want. We have specific questions for the president's son. He does not get to dictate the terms of this subpoena.
That's right. He doesn't get to call the shots. But listen to this. Hunter Biden says if Trump gets in 2024, he's considering leaving the country. He's already said he's going to be a refugee. That makes him a flight risk.
Right.
Right.
No, I want to see him prosecuted. I want justice served. I want criminals to do hard time. And if they find out that it's been treasonous, it's the death penalty according to the law.
That's why he wants to run. And what did he say just yesterday? I'm here. What are you afraid of? Well, now, Hunter, what are you afraid of?
Right. He took off like a little girl.
Yes, he did. All right, guys, you have a blessed, safe weekend. Join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.